The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Faithfulness to His Direction. Praise God. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you have anointed Jesus to be our good shepherd. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father, that he's so willing to help us. And Lord, we thank you that he's got a great reputation of always speaking to us, always showing us the truth, always leading us into all truth. Lord, we thank you for this. Lord, speak through me. And Lord, open the ears and hearts of everyone listening to this message, Lord, that they can receive from you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen. So I've got a question for you. And I really want you to actually think about what I'm saying, because you're going to understand it in this message. So say you went back in time. I don't know what your age is right now, but you met your 18-year-old self, okay? And you went back, for example, and you told yourself what company to invest in, okay? So think about that. Like, you look at these established companies now and you make a list. Companies that's doing very well. And you go back in time and you give yourself that list of companies to invest in, okay? And you tell yourself, you say, trust me, do this. You know, you're not going to get a healed straight away. You're not going to get a healed this coming weekend. You're not going to get a healed on your investment within a month. But trust me, do this. You're setting yourself up. Or, you know, like my father told me a story when he was young. There was a certain, I think it was Newton Park, Port Elizabeth, where it was just a lot of flat ground. And plots back then were super cheap. And if they knew back then that Newton Park is going to become ultimately a business district, they would have bought a lot of property, a lot of real estate back then. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about following instruction that's going to ultimately benefit your life. You know, because here's the truth. You know, the Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd. You know, there's a lot of shepherds out there, and shepherds in different areas. Bosses are considered shepherds. You know, there's other ministers that's considered shepherds. There's parents that's considered shepherds. There's a lot of shepherds out there, but you know what? The Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Jesus is the good shepherd. Okay, and when God uses the word good, you know it's good. Jesus isn't just an ordinary shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. Okay, and he leads the sheep and he looks after the sheep. And if one sheep goes missing, he goes out of his way to find that sheep. He's always reaching out to the sheep, leading them to the right pastures, the green pastures, leading them to a place where they can rest, leading them to watering place, leading them to places where they can drink. And if you mix all of this with the book of Proverbs, Jesus is wisdom. Okay. So when you read about wisdom reaching out to people, wisdom talking to people, wisdom wanting to help people in the book of Proverbs, that is Jesus. Now, if you want proof of that, just read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. You know, Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. Okay. Jesus was made wisdom before the foundation of the world. So Jesus has always been reaching out to people. It's nothing new. You know, you're not going to say an initial prayer now and it kind of like activates Jesus, the shepherd in your life. No, he has always been reaching out to us. He has always been talking to us. He's always trying to lead us into greater places. You know, a lot of people, they think that Jesus doesn't see what's happening on the earth. And they feel like they got to explain everything to Jesus to try and get him to help them. No, Jesus knows what's happening. You know, Jesus knows your financial situation. Jesus knows your health situation. Jesus knows your marriage situation. Jesus knows your family situation. Jesus knows your job situation. And I promise you this, he's leading you already. But we need to fine-tune our hearing to hear from him. Remember, he's a spirit. You are a spirit. He speaks to us spirit to spirit. You know, it's like in the security industry or, you know, in the police force. You know, they got those two-way radios. That's how they communicate to each other. You know, one cop could be on one side of the city, and if he gets into trouble, he radios in. And there's a network. And just like, you know, in the natural, there's ways to communicate to each other if you're not next to each other. Well, guess what? Jesus communicates to us via our spirit. It's a spirit-to-spirit network. And he's speaking all the time, but guess what? He's leading us all the time. And there are things that he's going to tell us to do that we will not understand yet. And some people, they hear that and they think, now's not the time to start doing it. Yes, that's the time to start doing it. When Jesus tells you to do something, that's the right time to start doing it. That's the right time to start developing in it. Because Jesus is going to tell us to do things that is going to set us up for prosperity later on in life. You know, yes, there's some things where we can do now and we get instant results. But I'm talking about there's times where the Lord will tell us to do a certain something and it's going to affect us long term. Because here's the truth, you know, if all of us knew exactly what companies were going to heal the prophet, and if we knew exactly what stocks were going to increase over the years and by how many percent, we would have invested in them. And we would have, you know, cut ourselves short to put more money in those stocks if we knew that we knew that we knew that we're going to get a return on it. So likewise, you know, Jesus tells us to do certain things. And when we do those things, we will ultimately prosper. And here's the thing, when Jesus tells us to do a certain something, you won't get results immediately all of the time. You know, I want you to come to a point where you just trust Jesus and you're not asking him when the harvest is coming. You don't care about that. You're just doing what he told you to do and you trust him. You trust him, even though it feels like nothing is happening. And I just want to share two stories with you to just, I want you to see what I'm saying. That when Jesus tells you to do something, you just do it, okay? So the first area, you know both stories by now, but I need to repeat it because, you know, God gets the glory in all of this, let's be honest. And I don't want to be like those Israelites that were quick to forget about what God has done for them. You know, because people like that, they develop a hard heart. You know, you got to always have God's praise on your lips. Praise the Lord. So at one stage, I had a blockage. And I don't actually know how the blockage came about, but I had a blockage. And one night when I went to bed, I just started burping and burping and burping and burping and burping, and I could not stop. And this went on for a long time. And I was scared. I'm like, what is this? Like, what is this? This has never happened to me before. And it got so bad, I could not sleep. I could not sleep. And after that evening, I knew something was wrong. I could only have one cup of coffee per day. I couldn't eat much. There was a blockage in my system and the acid came right up and it felt like it was sitting in my throat day after day. I went to the doctor and the doctor gave me an injection and gave me pills and that, and the injection didn't work and I kept going back to the doctor and I was in it. You know, it was very uncomfortable. Because now, like, your whole life changes. I struggled to sleep. I always felt like there's acid in my throat. I couldn't stop burping. It was bad. It was bad. And cut a long story short, the doctor told me what the issue was. There is a blockage, you know, and that blockage needed to come out. And he wanted me to go for x-rays because they needed to see the extent of this blockage. And then, you know, it's just money. You know, when it comes to the medical industry, nothing's cheap. And then I needed to go somewhere else for the x-ray. I'm paying him 300 Rand, or it was 350 per consultation. And then I had to buy special acid tablets, which was a lot of money for a little bit of tablets. And then I had to go to another doctor, and he wanted me to pay, you know, for x-rays. And that's, I think back then it was like 2,000 or 3,000 Rand or something. Then I had to come back to him and pay him so he can read it. And then there was a procedure they wanted to do on me, which cost more money. And I said, no, I'm done with this. And I went before the Lord and I prayed about it. And the Lord said, hot lemon water. So I started drinking hot lemon water. Now, you know, when it comes to the Lord's instruction, you have to do what he tells you exactly what to do. You don't add to his instruction. I'm going to say that again. You don't add to his instruction. Many times people want to add to his instruction. And then it's like taking very concentrated stuff and watering it down. And when you water something down, it doesn't have the same effect. And I said, no, well, the Lord said hot lemon water, I'm going to drink hot lemon water. And I started drinking hot lemon water. Now, I didn't get relief straight away. I didn't drink a cup of hot lemon water and everything went back to normal. It took, I think it was like 2 months or something, or 2.5. I don't remember. I don't want to lie to you, but it was a while. But over time, I started getting relief. And over time, I was able to eat more. I was able to drink more. The acid went down. And there came a time where the blockage came out. Okay. So I'm saying this because, you know, when people hear from the Lord, they want immediate results. But here's the truth. When you start doing that thing, you step over into receiving. Regardless of how long it takes, if you're on the right path, you're on the right path. And if you carry on that path, you're going to get to your destination. Okay, I'm going to say that again. If you are on the right path and you don't quit, you're going to reach your destination. Regardless of how long it takes, you're on the right path. So cut a long story short, I went through a lot of uncomfortable days, and those special acid tablets, I would have to take one in the morning, one in the evening, and it was very expensive. And that time I was unemployed and I was just bleeding money. You know, I had a little bit of money when I was forced to leave my job. I had a little bit of money and I had a credit card and I was bleeding money. And I just carried on drinking hot lemon water, and it was a very stressful time because at the same time, I'm believing God for the healing on my eyes. And then I was, you know, the creditors are hounding me, so I had to sell things and all that to try and appease them. And then I'm dealing with this acid thing, and I'm doing all these things. And at a time like that, you learn to hold on to what the Lord has said to you. You know, and that was a great lesson for me. Just do what the Lord says. Don't listen to what other people say. Do what Jesus tells you to do. And I got my relief. The blockage eventually came out. Everything went back to normal. And I've been free ever since. And that comes from following instruction. Regardless of how long it took, I was investing in my health. And you know, if you invest traditionally, you know, you're not going to make a lot of money within, you know, the first couple of days. When people invest, it's generally over a span of years and years and years. And a lot of wise people, they invest in their retirement. And truth be told, when you first start working, you should be investing in that. You know, because it takes time. It takes time to build up capital. You know, you don't start investing in your retirement a month before you take retirement. You know, that would be foolish. It's a process. And you need to learn to hold on to what the Lord says. And my second testimony that I want to share, everyone knows this. It's concerning my healing of my eyes. There came a time where I wasn't receiving my healing. And I knew what the problem was. I knew that I was getting lightheaded because my eyes were weak. And I was getting into healing teachings, getting into healing scriptures. I was confessing. I was making plans. I was doing all these things. And in the natural, it looked great. It looked right, you know. And I was more on track back then versus a lot of people right now. And why do I say that? Because a lot of people, they pray a bit in the mornings or whatever, and then, you know, they spend their evenings in movies and, you know, they're on their phone and they're going out with their friends. I didn't have any of that back then. You know, I had to sell my phone. I had to sell my computer. I could not watch TV. So it was literally word, 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 word. And my faith wasn't contaminated by anything, you know. It was just word every single day, you know. And I wasn't getting my healing. And I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, I'm doing all these things. Why am I not getting my healing? What's going on? And then the Lord said this, you don't believe how much I love you. Now, he was giving me instruction. My instruction was to get to know how much he loves me. So I dropped everything what I was doing. I dropped all my healing stuff. I stopped listening to healing teachings. I stopped going over healing scriptures. And I started studying out his love. Now, the moment I started listening to the first love message, the moment I went over my first love scripture, the moment I started doing research, I started walking on the right path. You know, just because you know what to do, it doesn't mean you're on the right path. It's when you start doing that thing. That's when you start walking on the right path. You know, people have gone, and a lot of people have gone through their whole lives knowing exactly what to do, but never doing it. They were never on the right path. They knew what direction to go in, but they never walked that path. I started getting into love, and I promise you this, the manifestation of the healing of my eyes didn't happen immediately. It took a while. It took a long time. But I still got it. I still reached my destination. And this is what this message is about. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, just do it. Even if it looks like nothing's happening, just do it. Do it knowing like the Lord told you what to do and you trust him. And regardless of the journey, you're going to get your destination. And I like using this testimony. Well, it's not a testimony, but I like using the story. You know, last year we, Trevor, Megan, Morris, myself, we went to Johannesburg or Randburg. And we went there to watch Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland came down and he was preaching at the Rhema Church. And it was an awesome, awesome experience, awesome atmosphere. And we drove from Port Elizabeth to Randburg. And it was something like an 11-hour trip or something. And it felt like while we were driving there, it felt like nothing was happening. You're sitting in one spot. And around every corner, the scenery looks exactly the same. It looks exactly the same. It looks like the same mountains, even though it wasn't. It looks like the same fields, looks like the same cattle, looks like the same trucks in front of you. And we just drove and we 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 drove. And it felt like we were driving forever. And it's, you know, sitting in one spot and I didn't have a lot of room because there was a lot of bags in the back of the car, and I felt like I was squashed up like a sardine, and sitting in one spot literally for hours and hours. Yes, we would stop at gas stations and go to the bathroom and just eat something, but back in the car, and you know, it's assumed the position, and it felt like nothing's happening, but we eventually reached the destination because we knew what route to take. Here's the key. We knew what route to take and we went on that route regardless of how long it took. Imagine if we drove just out of PE and we came to the first town and we said, oh no, this is not working. This is not working out. You know, let's go home. We would have never reached our destination, but we knew what route to take and we took that route. So whatever the Lord's telling you to do, take that route and don't get off that route. You know, this is so important. Like, learn to obey what the Spirit of God is saying. I know these days, and it's been like this for years, like everyone's got an opinion about everyone's life. Everyone wants to lead everyone else. Everyone wants to dominate it. You know, everyone's got a special word from God. And, you know, I don't believe in all that stuff. Yes, I do believe that God has anointed certain prophets, but it gets a bit ridiculous when they're a dime a dozen. You know, it gets a bit ridiculous that on every corner there's someone prophesying. You know, that's kind of where I draw the line. And, you know, under the old covenant, prophets weren't a dime a dozen, you know. But these days in a single church is like 10 prophets and all this, and they all want to talk, you know, in every service. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. And, you know, what happened to just seeking the Lord on your own? We got the Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of God in us. And the Spirit of God, you know, those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God. We have to learn to be led by the Spirit. There's things in your life that only Jesus can tell you about. There's things in your life that only Jesus can show you the way out, you know, and you're not going to find the answers listening to certain people. No one knows about your life except Jesus. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. Just like in the natural, a shepherd is taller than the sheep. A shepherd can see when the enemy's coming because he's taller. He can see. The sheep are way down here. And Jesus is taller than us in the realm of the spirit, if I can say that. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. He knows the truth. He knows what's coming. He knows how to get you out of your valley, you know, and listen to him. Seek him. Don't run to people asking them for a special word. Don't go to church saying, Lord, give me a word. Run to him. Run to the word. Learn to receive from him directly because he is anointed to lead you. He is anointed to be the good shepherd. And I'm telling you something right now. If you do what he tells you to do, you will have success. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.